turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
Cindy Anderson is the founder of Manny's Choice. They are a food company dedicated to the health of their customers in providing 100% authentic Italian or European ingredients. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you, George. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, that's a loaded question, but
it's a lot.
To simplify, I am about a 30-year plus entrepreneur. This is actually my third major company that I have had. I feel like a lot of where my life has been and where I am now, it's finally come full circle. So my bachelor's was in dietetics. I then went on to do my MBA in actually entrepreneurial studies. Went on after that and had a couple other companies, but always, you know, nutrition and health and food have been at the core of what I love and desire and, you know, want a part of my life. I'm a longtime animal rescuer, including my 26-year-old Mustang, Emilio, who was left on the side of the road when he was 6 months old. And I rescued him. Yeah. And so, yeah, my big kid, my Mustang, he's half of the age of me, a big sweetheart. I swear he's another like redhead, just like I am. Same personality. It was just meant to be. I've had a number of other animals that I rescued through the years, including my now 160-pound Rottweiler. So yeah, I one hobby thing that I do, I don't know if you call it a hobby, but since I can't rescue all the animals, one thing that I do out here in Oregon is I carry jackets for dogs that I waterproof with me. And when I come across somebody who is homeless or something and has a dog, then I try to have a variety of sizes that I can offer them to help keep the animal warm for the winter. So that's my other passion other than food. I am a breast cancer survivor, and that was obviously, anybody's been through cancer, a major turning point in my life. Kind of going through all of that is partially what led me to this company. The company is actually named after one of my rescues, Manny. He was actually a Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu I found starving on the side of the road. And after I had him for a few years, he started having major seizures, and I was working with the doctors and everything and giving them pharmaceutical medicine and all this stuff, and it was just getting worse. And so something in me at that point in time just snapped, and I just said, stop all the medication, stop everything. And I started feeding him very, very clean food, like everything organic and just from scratch. I made it for him. About that time, like within a week later, all his seizures stopped. And he actually never had another seizure for almost an entire year, literally by me just changing his food. So shortly thereafter was when I was diagnosed with the breast cancer and then also severe gluten intolerance. I had been severely sick for like a year and a half and didn't know why. I was going through all these doctors. And then finally, same week, I was diagnosed with the severe gluten intolerance and the breast cancer. Well, now that I have this new diagnosis, you know, going back to my core of what's in these labels. So I started looking at the labels of the gluten-free items that now I needed to consume. And what I found on most of them was there are all these chemicals, these ingredients that you can't even pronounce. It's you know, chemical laden stuff that is made to create this product to make it look like and taste like it's a real food when it's not. So reading kind of those ingredients that I thought were now what I had to eat, it scared me. And I thought, this isn't healthy. I don't want to put these things in my body that now that I'm going through the cancer, especially. And so I did a ton more research. It was really great because my nutrition background and dietetics and all of that kind of helped me to know where to research and how to find the information. And I found that most people in the US who have gluten issues and get really sick like I do can actually go to Italy and Europe and eat everything without any issues whatsoever. So it took me about a whole nother year and a half to find actually somebody that I could bring in clean European wheat for me to try. What I found was a lot of it that was available or that I was able to initially bring in was actually a blend of European and North American flour. And I was still getting sick. So once I finally found a supplier that I could bring some in that was guaranteed 100% European, I tried it and lo and behold, I didn't get sick. Gave it to friends and family, they didn't get sick. And so that was kind of the whole basis of, you know, starting the company.
Couple of things. It's an incredible story. Do you find dogs on the road all the time, or was it just those two? It was a horse that you found on the road too?
Yeah. The horse was actually, they moved and they left this 6 month old colt on the side of the road with one barbed wire line, a stream running through the field. And they were trying to sell the property. So they had a sign out and they said, you know, so we called them and said, hey, what are you doing with this colt? And they're like, he either you give us $1,000 or he stays out there and dies. And so we tried to, of course, negotiate with them, could have called, you know, Humane Society or Animal Control, but then he goes into quarantine. It's this whole other ordeal that he's traumatized through that. And so ended up paying $1,000 and took him home, and he's been mine for half of my life now.
Got it. Well, I think that's an incredible story. I wrote down, so I work in the world of personal finance, and over the past 10 years, there's been so much talk about fiduciary, and that simply means that I, as a financial person, must legally act in my client's best interest. And you're talking about that you are working and dedicated to the health of your customers. And what else should a food company be focused on other than that?
Exactly. That should be, you would think, our number one goal. But of course, it's not. It's the bottom line. Now, you know, we have to make a profit to keep the company going. You know, all of that, of course, is important. But it's not, for most companies, their number one goal. Their number one goal is, frequently, doesn't matter what chemicals we're putting in. If we can get that bottom line, you know, where we're making more profit, that's the number one goal.
And so that's caused many food companies in the United States to make, for lack of a better term, Frankenstein garbage that's making everybody sick.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. It's so sad. It all revolves around, you know, pretty much the bottom line. Obviously we have to make a profit in order for the company to sustain and all of that, but that's not where our company's goal is. Our company's goal is to bring food back to everybody the way nature intended. So yes, it's not the Frankenstein, you know, food and chemicals and everything else going in. This is clean, amazing food. So even our baking mixes that we make with our European wheat, it does not have any ingredients that are bioengineered. There's no GMOs. There's no bleaching or fortification in the flour. I mean, literally, kind of the way I like to describe it is like our baking mixes are ingredients from your grandma's pantry 50 years ago, but with our European wheat.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
How did we get here from this beautiful, from everything in grandma's kitchen, all these clean, really great ingredients that are still being served in Europe? Here in the United States, was it a desire to create enough food so people don't starve? Where can you trace it back to how it is that we kind of took the wrong approach?
Yeah, I think that there's a number of different elements. You know, as far as the wheat is concerned, that was a big part of kind of the wheat evolution. Back in the 50s, we actually zapped the seed with cobalt radiation. So it was, you like that? Exactly. So it's not, so American wheat is not technically genetically modified, but that's because when they did this, it was decades before genetic modification actually became a thing. And so most nutritionists, big surprise, consider it 100 times worse than something genetically modified. We literally zapped the seed with cobalt radiation. Well, what that did was it produced this dwarf wheat. The dwarf wheat grows like 3 to 4 feet tall, as opposed to a traditional wheat stock that's going to grow 5 to 6 feet tall. It also produces more wheat berries. So it has a higher, quicker yield, therefore more return, more profit, more availability of the wheat. So it was kind of during the time when they were also trying to, you know, help feed the world. So whatever the objective was at that time for doing that, you know, obviously I can't speak for them. I think it was probably a combination of, yes, what can we do to this wheat that will, you know, create a faster and a higher yield, therefore more profit. And yes, we can feed more people. So that is what the vast majority of wheat is in the U.S. these days.
And that was the precursor for then adding in GMO and preservatives. And that's what makes us sick.
You know, there's so many different things and everybody's a little different. So there are about 20 things that we do to our wheat that the majority of which is not done in Europe. I mean, I'm sure you've heard how glyphosate is sprayed on the wheat, and that is essentially Roundup. You know, you spray Roundup on your front lawn and the warning sign on the packages say, don't let your animals walk on this for 3 days. But we're ingesting it. Yeah. So. So even if it's been on the plant for a couple of weeks or something, and what it does is it freezes the plant. And so it gives the farmers longer to process it. Well, it's still on there, you know, even if they process it 2 or 3 weeks later, obviously we're ingesting it. So some people are extremely allergic to that. The way that we mill our wheat, we actually mill it so fast that it burns the kernel. And in that process, it can increase the natural gluten anywhere from 50 to 500 fold, and it voids the nutrients. So, you know, it's the how we grow. We do monocropping, you know, so the same fields are used over and over and over for the same plants, where in Europe, the natural organic farming practices, when you rotate the fields, that brings nutrients back to the soil. And so therefore into your food. You know, we bleach it, we spray it with folic acid, which is a chemical compound. you know, when they first started spraying it with that, it was to try to, you know, mothers were low, people who were pregnant were low in B vitamins. So they created a chemical compound of a B vitamin. Now it's a chemical sprayed. It's sprayed on, from what I've heard, about 99% of all of our wheat fields. So anything you have wheat in it, your cereal bars, everything has folic acid sprayed on it. Well, there's studies that show anywhere from 40 to even 70% of people cannot digest it. And what it is, it's a neuroinhibitor. So there have been studies that have shown that the increase in autism, dementia, and Alzheimer's are in sync with also spraying the crops with this folic acid that is affecting our brains. So yeah, there's, it's really sad, that there's so many different things that are being done to our food that create, you know, well, it might taste good, you know, on your, you know, as you're consuming it, but what's it actually doing for you?
It's killing me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Slowly and not fun.
Man. Unbelievable. Voids nutrients, increases gluten by crazy percentages. So is gluten bad, or is it just the way that we've made?
Yeah, it's not bad at all. In fact, we've trademarked the good gluten because we don't want people to be afraid of gluten. So we talk to so many people who are like, oh, I'm gluten free. I can't touch gluten. Well, you know, can we educate you and kind of, you know, let you know it's not really. Gluten intolerance and gluten being a bad word, to me, that's kind of a cover for all of these other things that we are doing to the wheat in the U.S. It's easy just to say, you know, oh, you're gluten intolerant. Well, guess what? I'm not gluten intolerant. I can go to Italy and Europe and eat everything fine. But you know what I am intolerant to? What makes me sick? It's those chemicals you're spraying on the wheat. It's how you're milling it, how much the gluten has increased beyond its natural element. It's the void of nutrients in the soil. It's all these other things that we have created this phrase and term of being gluten intolerant or gluten is bad to cover up for all those things. Gluten is not bad. Gluten is fabulous. You know, unless you're actually a true celiac, that means that you were born without the gene to digest the protein gluten. So unless you're actually a true celiac, gluten is fabulous for you. I mean, it's fat. That's what makes bread. It makes the flavor and, you know, it's a protein.
So this all seems very obvious to me that we need to stop eating this stuff and start eating good gluten, like the food that you are bringing over. I would be really worried that big food companies are going to get wind of this and then try to destroy you.
Yes, I've had many people, yes, bring that to my attention. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, one thing that I am grateful for with social media is that we can get our message out quick. You know, back in the day, 20 years ago, even I've heard horror stories about not somebody doing exactly what I'm doing, but doing a different, like healthier version to something of American ag. That have been, they've been destroyed from, you know, the big companies trying to keep them quiet and keep them under. Well, thank goodness now to podcasting and all of our marketing mediums that are more immediate, it's harder to silence. And so I just kind of have to go with that and keep pushing on and bringing my message out there and letting people experience my food and just keep going as quick and as I can. So.
Yeah, which we all want you to do. What happens when Manny's Choice, for lack of a better term, really blows up as a brand? Are you going to be able to source enough ingredients?
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus, $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I mean, so I would hope yes. Of course, I can't foresee the future. However, that was one thing that we did on purpose, was it is European flour is the basis of our flour. So that way, if there are extreme tariffs or if a country has, you know, natural disasters going on, we don't have to. So that's why it's not Italian per se. Our flour is this, our blend is mostly Italian. It's Italian and German, but because it's European and all their farming practices and the quality of their product is standard throughout the majority of Europe, that allows us to have a greater access to the quality of a food that we need.
Would it be possible to get some of the seeds from Europe and to have your own farm and to start growing these? And would it be the same?
So good question. There's a lot of companies, or not a lot, there's a few within the US who are trying to do similar things. They're trying to do organic farming here. They'll even sell you the wheat berries. And so you can mill it immediately, you know, super fresh for yourself. Well, I have not personally, anytime I hear of a new flour company, I always get it and I try it and find out how it affects my body. I'm the ultimate taste tester as far as the taste as well as how my body reacts. I have not found anything that I still don't get sick from. I love that people are trying to make things healthier here. That's awesome. But I think it just goes back so far. I mean, there's cross-contamination that's happening in fields. So even if your field, you're not spraying X, Y, and Z on the field near you, it just spreads, I've heard, for even miles. The soil is so void of nutrients that even if you're trying to do organic farming, it's going to take centuries to get that nutrient content back into our soil. So I think there's just so many things that inhibit us actually doing that here, at least at this point in time that I've seen.
Fair enough. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. But yeah. In the meantime, Cindy, in the meantime, holy cow. What a bummer.
I know, huh?
Do you feel good about... it's such a tricky thing when you talk about politics. Do you feel good about the work that the administration is doing with food safety?
I would say big picture, yes. They are doing things, you know, some things in the right direction. Yeah, be all political here. you know, they're doing things that I hope will make a difference. I am skeptical as to actually how much it's going to make a difference and how long it will take. I feel like they're kind of token movements to give everybody that warm fuzzy, but what is actually going to come to, you know, full range of us actually consuming our food in the same healthy manner as, for instance, in Europe, their quality. I don't see that ever happening. There's too much money involved. I mean, I'm sure you've heard how Big Pharma owns most of the food companies, the major food companies. So it's a cycle, you know? So I feel like that the politics out there are just that, they're politics, giving us warm fuzzies in certain areas. But it's, I would be surprised, and I hope I'm wrong, that there's actually going to be that much of a movement to create literally a better health for the majority of people within the U.S. But we'll see.
Well said. Well said. All right. So for all of our grains, we go to Manny's Choice and get those. For consumers who want to be healthy and want to do a better job consuming other types of foods that are less Frankenstein-y, what advice would you give to them?
I'm a big believer in organic. You know, I think that our organic standards, they're better than obviously non-organic. I don't think that they're, you know, I think there's a lot of room for improvement within the organic label and all of that. So it's not like a, you know, the ultimate everything. However, within the U.S. and making a choice, if I'm going to choose a apple that is that's organic versus not, it's going to have some things that are done better for it than the one that is not organic. So like I said, it's not like it's going to, you know, it still has a lot of chemicals on it and other things that are likely not done in Europe, but it's better. So for me, I try to eat very unprocessed foods and everything, the fruits and vegetables. If I'm not growing it myself, then it, you know, as organic as possible, just literally making the best decisions I can. I'm a very whole food person. I cook almost all of my food and, you know, don't eat a lot of anything processed. I understand that not everybody can do that. And that's why we had the demand to come out with the baking mixes, because not everybody can and or wants to cook their bread or whatever it is from scratch, right? And so that's why we started the baking mixes. So everything with our baking mixes, it's not only made with the European wheat, but it's super clean ingredients. And so literally like back of our sugar cookie mix, I think it has 9 ingredients on it. I looked at one of the other mainstream ones and counted their ingredients, 47. So amazing. Our goal, I know our goal. Yeah. And half of them you can't even pronounce, you know, they're chemicals literally. So our goal is to come out with all of your pantry staple items. So you have all of your go-tos and a very clean, healthy, you don't have to be afraid of the mixes and a very clean mix. And then if you're doing that for your staple items, and then you're buying as organic or clean or local farms that you can, you know, I think that is not only the flavor profile is amazing, because when you have clean ingredients, that means that they're also nutrient dense, and nutrients are what brings the flavors out. So I even have some chefs who have a couple of pizza restaurants and some cookie restaurants or venues who use our flavor, our flour, excuse me, exclusively because of the flavor profile. And again, that flavor profile comes from the high nutrients in it. That's what gives it flavor. It's like, I like to kind of compare it like an heirloom tomato to a GMO tomato. They might even look completely the same, but when you bite into them, the flavor difference is totally off the charts, right? And the heirloom tomato is bursting with all of this flavor, and that's because of all the nutrients in it. And so that's similar to our flour and our mixes.
Incredible. 9 ingredients versus 47.
Yeah, I know.
You must just, I mean, we're living in this time where it's all brain breaking because we're just finding out all this stuff that's kind of going on. Some of it's whatever, who knows? But this has just got to be one of the things that we'll look back on, be like, we've just allowed our food to make us so sick in so many different domains. If it's old people struggling with Alzheimer's and dementia, or children with autism and just obesity and everything else, it must really piss you off.
Yeah, it's very frustrating where we are at today. But I just kind of try to go, it's terrible, but that's why I'm doing this company. That's why everything in my life has led me to here, is because this is what my purpose is to help other people eat clean, be healthy, bring joy of food back to them and health back to them through the food that they consume the way it should be.
Yeah. I mean, what a whole different way to think about this and to look at it when the package shows up from Manny's Choice. And as a family, we get together and cook, and we know that we've got such wonderful ingredients and everything else. I can see that being a real special thing as well. So I'm looking forward to it. Cindy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more? How can they buy from you and Manny's Choice?
Thank you. So mannyschoice.com. So it's mannyschoice.com, mannyschoice.com. So you can buy off of there. You can also contact me through the contact us page on there. If you want to talk with me directly, the customer service will get the message directly to me. Otherwise, I'm on LinkedIn as well.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Cindy your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. That was like Sally sells seashells by the seashore right there. Holy cow.
I love it.
go to mannyschoice.com, mannyschoice.com, and check out everything that Cindy is working on and start changing your diet and your health for the better with these wonderful products that she is creating and sourcing. Thanks again, Cindy.
Thank you, George.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.